Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Every color, shape, and size, they are precious in His eyes. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Every color, shape, and size, they are precious in His eyes. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And on the phone with us today, we have Andrea Coleman. She is the executive director of TLC of Hastings, and we could not be more excited to chat it up with her and get caught up about what is going on at TLC. How have you been? Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well, Mo. We are plunged right into 2021, right?
We totally are. Before we plunge into it any further, one of my favorite things is when I talk with you is to hear about all the wonderful new babies that came into the world. And in 2020, your business kept going, even though the world kind of stopped, didn't it?
You know, it absolutely did. And one of the things about the work we do is it doesn't fare well remotely. We still had young women who needed to come in and have pregnancy tests done, and they needed someone to talk to. We had our brand new moms who were, you know, most of them who had delivered a baby did it very differently at the hospitals due to COVID. And they wanted the help. They wanted some evaluations for those new babies as far as latch and milk production. And so our baby cafe continued. We did things differently, but we were able to navigate the CDC guidelines and make sure that all of our mamas and babies and young women and men and couples that we come alongside were here, and they were safe, as well as our staff and our mentors. So we learned to do things differently, as most of the population did in 2020.
So, Andrea, were you considered an essential business when the original shutdown happened back in March?
We were, yes, and we were grateful for that. We were prepared if we weren't able to, but we were grateful because we were able to, you know, even during those first few days that were pretty scary about how the virus was being spread, we never had fear. I have to say that I never had fear, and obviously that's because of a strong faith in God. But we were able to do a lot of curbside pickups for needs, specific needs. Lots of diapers and wipes went out of here still, and clothing. And we were able to continue to send our classes, which was new for late 2019. All of our classes became streamlined, so we were able to send them remotely. And several of our mamas were getting pretty close to their delivery dates, and they were able to finish their labor and delivery classes and complete their breastfeeding classes and have that confidence going into the hospital, even though a lot of things were changing for them with that experience.
So that was something that you had planned and implemented in 19. That's a huge blessing.
Oh, it came just at the right time, because we were able to use it for, you know, a portion to kind of figure out any little bumps and to have a little bit of experiment with our clients, sending it to them and seeing what they thought about them receiving them both on their phones or on a computer and doing them remotely. And, you know, the one thing is they bared through it, and they were troopers, but, you know, they were asking, you know, I would say probably by mid-April, they were asking, when can we come back in? We miss our mentors. We miss seeing all of you. You know, they wanted to be here in person. So when we were able to transition to a place of making sure that we had processes in place where we were checking temperatures and doing the screenings and able to space everybody with the 6 feet social distancing, then we brought them back into the office as soon as we can so they could have those relationships, those face-to-face relationships continue. And they were really eager for that, as we were as well.
You know, I think about people that delivered babies in 2020, and it was a completely different experience. When you say that, what are some of the things that you're hearing?
Well, you know, like I said, these I always say these women are so strong, and those little babies, you know, what's in store for them, because they're going to have to be strong fighters, you know? I mean, they came into the world when a lot of things were kind of turned upside down. But I think some of the stories that were hard was some of our clients are not married, and, you know, they had to pick between having their mother in the room with them for the delivery or having the father of the baby. And, you know, you and I could understand both of those people were probably key people. So how do you pick one and not the other? So they had to, you know, kind of search through what, you know, what would be best for them. And it was hard for everyone involved. And another story that was hard is we had a mom stop by on her way home. She'd just gotten released from the hospital. Her little baby was 2 days old, and she looked tired, as anyone would expect, but she said, "We got to get going," because she wanted her this little boy, her son, to meet his sister finally. And, you know, I hadn't even thought about that, that normally that's one of the exciting things where the sibling, if there's already one, can come to the hospital and meet that brother or sister. And that wasn't anything that they weren't able to do, and they're still not able to do that. So just things are very different today.
Things are different, and that's why it's so important for people to have support where they can, and how beautiful that you still are able to do that at TLC. Tell us a little bit about the specific babies being born. How many babies did you help bring into the world in 2020?
Well, we had more babies born in 2020 than in 2019. We welcomed 38 babies. We did see 132 clients and had 607 client visits. So we were still busy. Our numbers are not, you know, not nearly what they were for 2019. And we didn't expect them to be, just because there is some fear, and rightly so. And we were not encouraging clients who didn't necessarily need to be in a face-to-face visit to come in, especially when they were toting along that new little one. So the numbers are a little down, but we still think that we ended out, you know, better than we would have thought. What we did see, too, was more referrals from hospitals and clinics, because mamas were wanting baby weight checks. And they were sending them over here just because they knew we deal with a little bit smaller numbers. And so we were able to take them in, and we were able to do some extra ultrasounds for mamas who couldn't get in right away and just were a little nervous about, you know, how were their pregnancies going and were those babies doing okay. So we were happy to be there and happy to have our doors open for all of them. I think the other thing that just became very apparent to me, more so than ever, is just the love of the community and how organizations in this community are not diametrically opposed. We work together for the common good of all. And so we had a lot of diapers donated going into COVID, because at Christmas we do get a lot of those types of donations. And so we reached out to Lewis House, we reached out to Family Service, and we just said, we're sitting with a lot of diapers and we want them to get to moms and babies. So we were able to help and get diapers to them as well, so they weren't just stockpiled here. And they were also able to help us out and definitely refer someone who might need our services up here. So it's just been a great year. It's been great to collaborate with some of those local organizations a little more than we usually get to, and just see that everybody's really working hard to take care of our community.
And how about your volunteers? How has their life changed as far as the different protocols with COVID?
You know, our volunteers handle things pretty well. Of course, we have a couple. We take volunteers of all ages. Anywhere from college age to be mentors. We take high school and middle school kids to help with making baby baskets and those types of little projects. But to be a mentor or to work directly with the client, we take college age on up. And we did notice that some of our older senior population, they, of course, have not returned. They were just not comfortable being around. You know, they're trying to limit their exposure as well. So and we totally understand that. And because of that, we've just moved a few things around. Some mentors were willing to take on extra clients, and we've also kept a few in-house and had some of our staff mentoring as well.
And Andrea, what a blessing your larger space must be.
Oh, Mo, we've been here, it'll be 3 years in February, and I don't know what we would have done because some days we're actually bursting at the seams. And yet during COVID, to have big areas where we could move, where we could sit across a room from someone as they watch their class on the screen, that's been a huge benefit, and we wouldn't have had that opportunity at our former location. So having this space, I love it even just for the staff who's in every day, because we're each kind of in our own office or our own space working, where we're able to take those dreaded masks off and breathe, you know. And I do think about people who wear masks, especially our healthcare, most of their shifts, and I lift them up because I couldn't do it personally. It'd be really hard to be here at work all day with my mask on.
Tell us more about the Baby Cafe, and I'm so tickled to hear that that is really such a strong program for you.
Oh, yes. We love it because it was one of those programs that fits so nicely under our umbrella of prenatal and parenting services. And largely it was introduced by our nurse manager, who's also a certified lactation consultant. And we reached out to Regina, and they just were excited to partner with us and bring this to our community for new moms and babies. And I have to tell the story about dedication. So early on, we had to just suspend having anyone come in because that was kind of a drop-in approach, where moms could come anytime between 10 and noon, and they could sit down and have a little snack and meet both privately with the lactation consultant and also sit and meet other moms and babies from the community and get to have that encouragement and support. But we had to shut down initially just to say, how can we do this? Does it fall within, you know, all the guidelines? And we did reach out to Regina, and they were not seeing patients. Their deadline initially was May 1st, so we followed suit as well for that. But, you know, moms were still having babies, and if you don't have a successful breastfeeding experience, both the baby can suffer as far as weight gain, but the moms get very frustrated and feel like they've failed. So our lactation consultant was, and she told me this story kind of after the fact and said, I hope that was okay. What is that saying? It's better to ask forgiveness than permission, but which was true in this case. But she was come to find out in March and April, when the weather wasn't so great, she was meeting moms in parking lots and having them sit on the side of the car that she was nursing on, and would look through the window from outside with her mask and just see how baby's latch was, and visit with the moms about how things were going and what were their concerns. And I just say that is her heart. She's mm-hmm. like, these babies needed to have someone there right now. And just to know that Rhonda went that extra step, that just says so much about why we're here.
Absolutely. And just your volunteers, how dedicated. Wow.
Oh, yes. Because all of our nursing staff, the volunteers who come in to help with the weight checks and check moms in, they were all coming. They never even blinked at, you know, being asked to mask up and have their temperatures taken. And none of the moms who stop in have any problem with that. We've had no one, you know, trying to fight the system or anything. They're just happy to have the support, and we're just glad they're here.
Andrea, I know that you always have a wonderful gathering once a year, a nice gala event to celebrate all the good things going on at TLC. What does that look like this year? And that's typically in May, is that correct?
Correct. We usually have it the first Thursday in May, and we had put that in our newsletter just kind of as a save the date. Of course, our desire would be that we'd have it because we had to cancel our banquet last year in the height of COVID, and we also canceled our family fun run and walk event in the fall. So, you know, those are our big fundraising events, and our donations were down last year as a result of canceling those. And so I actually have a meeting right after this interview via Zoom just to talk with the committee about can we move forward with that, which I'm hopeful that we can, because we need to celebrate. We need to celebrate everything that we were still able to achieve through 2020, and we need to thank our donors for the way that, even though things were a little unpredictable, that we had many donors who just, there was just no blank. They just continued to give regularly and continue to support the work that we're doing. And so we're talking about all sorts of things, of having some event a little later in May, maybe late May, early June, and having at an event center where it can be more outside than inside and spread out. And so we're just kind of at the beginning stages of that, but our hope is that we would be able to put something together and just celebrate. Don't we all need a few more celebrations this year?
Oh, we do, and I haven't been to a good celebration in a long time, so
yeah,
that sounds...
Nor I either, but boy, it sure sounds like a wonderful idea, doesn't it?
It really does. Andrea, tell people again who your client is, and if somebody is listening and they think they could perhaps use your services, or they know somebody that could, how they could get a hold of you, please.
Sure. We serve the community. We serve anyone who walks through our doors. We do free pregnancy testing, free ultrasound services for early obstetrical ultrasounds, and everything else that goes along with prenatal and parenting, teach parenting classes, and have life coaching for women who just are stuck or just navigating some rough waters or have relationship concerns or whatever the case may be, and a whole lot more. We do baby cafe for new moms, as I spoke a little bit about, and babies, and we're just here to support families in this community who need that extra support. So we are located at 1125 South Frontage Road, Suite 2. We're kind of across the highway from, is it Taco Bell or Taco John's over there?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. I'm.
Don't you ever make a run for the border, Missy?
I have not made the run for the border. I need to, but yeah, we love it up here. We're open 9 to 5 Mondays through Thursdays. You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook, and we're just readily available. Our website is tlchastings.com. For our events page, that would be hastingsforlife.com, and our phone number here at the office is 651-437-4200. And I always say, I love this tagline. I have to say I borrowed it from someone else. But, you know, our goal here is to educate and support. But we're also here to end the crisis, you know, end the crisis in a life and not the life in a crisis.
Perfect way of putting it. Andrea, so great to get caught up with you. Thank you so much for all you do. Keep us posted, please, on your potential outdoor event. I think that sounds great, and we'd love to hear more about that when it comes to fruition. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guest today, Andrea Coleman, the Executive Director of TLC, and this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world.